Hello? There we go. The past 3 weeks have been lots of fun, lots of work, and if it wasn't for every one of these interns, it would not have been possible. Would not have been possible. I wrote down some notes so that you can understand everything that goes on at Bible school. We had a total of 63 participants with an average of around 50 a night. As Susie said, we had 14 that came up and dedicated or rededicated their lives to Jesus. That's about 25% of the kids that we were with. And I'm sure that there were more sitting at their seats that were too shy to come up. But Wednesday night was a very special night. We had a crucifixion that was done during Bible Quest. That was my favorite station. And we had the shadow image of Jesus being crucified. And when this was done, the faces that we saw, the expressions, the sounds that they made, and the comments that they made were unbelievable. If you had seen that, you would have known that God was working that night. We had 12 station leaders that participated one way or another. We have 5 station leader assistants, 15 crew leaders. We had 4 people helping with registration. We had 2 people driving vans. We had 8 to 10 ladies that were here every night preparing food for all of us hungry kids. That's including the adults. And many people that came and donated items for us to use. So just remember, I say this now, we have all of your stuff downstairs in the fellowship hall. Go by and pick that up. And so that came to about 51 above participants that helped with Bible school. So it's a big production to put on each year. So I want to thank every single one of you for being here and helping us out. Now, I've asked my interns to give their favorite moment or something that they have learned about VBS.
I gotta go first. My favorite moment is just something that happened in games, and it was just kind of funny. It was when the preschoolers came, and Thomas, he kept bringing everybody flowers, and mine kept falling out. So I said, Thomas, why do you keep giving me the ones that keep falling out? And so he kept bringing me more, and I said, well, maybe it's God's way of saying I don't need flowers to make me pretty, because he said everybody had to have flowers to make us pretty. So he had the most shocked look on his face, and he was like, you're good. And so he was like, okay.
During the 3 weeks that we actually worked on it, I enjoyed just kind of working with everyone, because, I mean, a lot of y'all I haven't really had the chance to work with. We were with each other every day from 9 to 5, so we got to know each other very well. We did a lot of standing, holding things so they could dry, a lot of repair work, because they fail in painting, yes. But I loved working with preschoolers during the week of Bible school. They're just really funny, and they're really sweet. So that's probably my favorite part, is just working with the little kids.
I spent a lot of the actual week of VBS helping my mom at Imagination Station, and one of my favorite things was there was this little boy named Miles, and he spent like the entire time giving us stalagmite facts and telling us, like, well, technically you're supposed to do this, and just basically trying to school us all on caves. And it was the best thing, because all the other kids were looking at him like, you know, that's not the point of this, right? But caves.
My favorite part was probably when the preschoolers decided to fight me back on tag. I was usually the monster, and then they got a hold of beach balls and chased me around instead of chasing me chasing them. And that totally made all of the stalagmite trouble worth it.
My favorite moments were probably just building all of this stuff that you see here. Especially one. Miss Kelly was walking over to Haley to get some more dowel rods for, I think it was this one, because none of them wanted to stay up. And I was cutting a zip tie on it. I told Jamie to hold it from so it wouldn't fall over. As I cut it, it starts falling over, and Jamie just makes this otherworldly screech, just And now she will forever be known to me as Jamie Soros.
Those were a lot of my favorite parts as well, but I was also privileged to be in the closing at VBS, and I got to ask the kids what they had learned that day. And I believe that's my favorite part, just to see what the kids would take home with them, what they had learned, and just how much they had absorbed. And I just felt like, wow, we are really doing a good job just teaching these kids about Jesus, just because when I asked them a question, I didn't have to ask multiple times. They knew the answer. They had listened. And I just was like, wow, we must have some great teachers out there. And I just want to thank everyone who helped.
Again, thank you for all of your help. Like I said, it would not have been possible without everyone. And after church, this beautiful cave will need to come down. So if anybody would like to stay afterwards and help take this down, the more people we have, the less time it will take. So thank you.